This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa County EMS Study Committee released a draft report recently finding significant gaps in EMS coverage across the eastern third of the county. According to the draft report, the committee determined that currently available ambulance services in that area of Chippewa County don't have the staff needed to guarantee a response for an emergency call. It specifically found that the Cornell Area Rescue Squad and Cadott Community Ambulance Services were struggling with staffing shortages, with Cadott meeting the minimum staffing requirements about 70% of the time and Cornell meeting the minimum staffing requirements about 89% of the time. When those EMS services are unable to respond to an emergency call, they turn to services in neighboring communities for assistance, which leads to increased response time and additional strain on services across the region. The draft report also proposed using tax levy funds to hire an EMS coordinator for all of Chippewa County, hoping that streamlining EMS operations will improve efficiency and reduce that strain on understaffed providers. Some residents of a downtown Chippewa Falls apartment complex could be relocated after 2 weeks without a working elevator. According to a WEAU report, the elevator at the Northern Apartments building has been out of service since July 27th. Chippewa Falls Fire Department officials have been working to identify residents with mobility issues in case of emergency, and volunteers with the nonprofit Agnes's Table have been bringing packaged meals to disabled residents on the upper floors. Building officials say they're waiting for the delivery of the parts needed for repairs. As families begin to prepare for the new school year, the annual Stuff the Bus Drive has returned to the Chippewa Valley. The event is organized by Student Transit to ensure local students have all the supplies they need for the school year. The organization is also partnering with True Built Collision and Cheese and Deli in an effort to reach more students. Residents can drop off donations at the Altoona and Eau Claire True Built locations Monday to Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. until August 17th. A list of needed supplies is available on the Eau Claire and Altoona School District websites. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Chris Morrow. Green Bay City Clerk is resigning after duplicate absentee ballots were mailed before the April election in this month's primary. The city says Celestine Jeffries chose to step down but didn't provide more details. State election officials still looking into how the duplicate ballots were sent. The city says no outside vendor was involved and new safeguards are now in place. Tomorrow, of course, primary election day. Find your polling place and see your ballot at myvote.wy.gov. Madison's Police Civilian Oversight Board wants an independent review of an encounter between police and the city's interim independent police monitor, Aramique Glass, and police. They had an encounter while officers were trying to clear an encampment near Williamson and Baldwin Streets last week. The committee noted that Glass was trying to fulfill her duties and was injured during the encounter. Online footage shows that Glass had a broken hand, leading to the Madison Police Department to release their own video to ensure transparency. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Cole is joining a lawsuit to block the federal government from getting personal data from millions of welfare recipients. The case challenges a new rule that could let the government share information like Social Security numbers, addresses, and immigration status with other agencies. Supporters say that rule would help prevent fraud, but the attorney generals behind the lawsuit say it goes too far and threatens sensitive information. A Wisconsin man advocating for disability rights in Madison, Carl Scholze, traveled for 11 days by wheelchair from his Fox Crossing home to the state capitol, highlighting the importance of Medicaid for people with disabilities. He wants to bring more attention to Medicaid cuts made by Congress and called for bipartisan support to expand the health care program. And that's your state news. Chris Morrow for Civic Media News.
The Brewers head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The first place Brewers are in San Diego tonight, opening a series against the Padres. Then it's on to LA to take on the Dodgers. The Brewers winning another thriller yesterday in Milwaukee, 4-3 in extra innings over the Twins. Manager Pat Murphy.
I like 10-0 way better, 15 strikeout shutouts better. But the end result, when you stick with it this way, is just so rewarding. The team got to reveal themselves today a little bit. We haven't been great, but we won because that's what we do.
NFL, the Packers are up to full strength with Josh Jacobs, Marshawn Lloyd, and now Chris Brooks at running back. I asked Brooks, back from a hamstring injury, what will be his focus?
I think really daily just finding one thing to work on and just dialing that in. When I'm focusing on that, I think each day that just gets better.
And tributes pouring in for Hall of Fame head coach Don Nelson, who led the Milwaukee Bucks to 7 straight division titles. Nelly was 86 years old. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low dropping into the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, a chance of an isolated shower early, then partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.